What does being judged feel like? Why you need to handle judgment tactfully? And how to deal with judgment from others? This is what we talk about in this episode. Welcome to Minute to Fat Podcast. Broadly speaking, judgment refers to the act of forming an opinion or conclusion about someone or something. It's often critical and negative, and it can potentially be based on a wide range of factors like appearance, behavior, personal attributes, beliefs, lifestyle choices, or even things that are completely beyond someone's control. When we talk about judgment in a general sense, it's about our mental processes of evaluating people or situations, and it's something we all do, often unconsciously. You might judge someone based on their clothes, their accent, or their opinions, and that can be a quick, instinctive reaction or a more considerate assessment. In many ways, judgment is a neutral part of human interactions, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. Judgment can help us navigate social situations and make decisions, and it even keeps us safe. However, it becomes problematic when it turns into a persistent pattern of negative evaluation, especially when it's directed at others or at yourself or both. The main reason why judgment is something to approach in a really considerate way is that when you feel judged, you might start to question your worth or capabilities. You might even begin to avoid certain people or situations to protect yourself from further judgment. This kind of self-protective behavior is natural, but over time it can limit your experiences and opportunities for growth. So the piece here is that judgment has a significant impact on your mental health and well-being, leading to a host of emotional responses such as anxiety, depression, and low self-esteem. That's why you need to tackle it rather than just allowing yourself to be steamrolled by it. Now, let's talk about how to deal with judgment from others. First step, don't take it personally. The thing here is that it's not about you, it's about them. About their backgrounds, beliefs, and insecurities. At the end, they are just reflecting on you what they are truly feeling about themselves. Next step, shut it down assertively, which means politely stop that conversation and don't take it to another level as they like to. And the most important thing is that don't stoop to their level. I can understand that instinctive reactions can't be controlled, but still, I advise you to think carefully and don't get involved in that exchange from the start. Instead, choose to be a bigger person and walk away. After that, block them, because you're always in control of who has access to you and what that access looks like. So feel free to block instead of listening to judgmental rubbish. Otherwise, surround yourself with positive influences. The people you spend time with can greatly impact how you feel about yourself. So spend less time with negative and judgmental people and more time with positive people, which reinforces your self-worth and provides a supportive environment. Then, focus on your values. Staying true to your values can help you navigate judgments with confidence. When you are clear about what matters to you, other people's opinions hold less weight. This is about anchoring you in your own sense of right and wrong, and providing a strong foundation to stand on. In addition to that, show yourself compassion. Being kind to yourself is crucial when you are facing judgment from others, because it builds resilience and shields you from the negative effects of external criticism. Then, let it go. Holding on to negative opinions can be draining and counterproductive. And so, consciously letting them go helps you to free up your mental energy for more positive and constructive thoughts. And essentially, develop a strong sense of identity, which is all about knowing who you are and what you are stand for. both of which help you to be less susceptible to external judgments. You can develop this by exploring your interests, values, and beliefs, and staying true to them. On the top of that, stay present, which helps you to avoid getting lost in negative thoughts about past judgments or future criticism, reducing anxiety and keeping you grounded in the current moment. Furthermore, embrace imperfection. Guess what? You are not perfect. And guess what? Neither am I. Nobody is. Accepting that imperfection is part of being human can relieve the pressure to meet other people's expectations, and it reduces the fear of judgment by recognizing that everyone has flaws and makes mistakes. Finally, practice forgiveness. So, forgiveness both towards yourself and others is a powerful tool in managing judgments. Holding onto grudges or self-criticism can weigh you down emotionally. Practicing forgiveness helps because it allows you to let go of negative emotions and move forward. Thank you so much for your time and support. Reach out to our Instagram page, Minutes of Facts. I'm counting on you to suggest me next topics. Stay safe, stay healthy, and talk to you next time.